Well, I suppose the fleet may have been upgraded in other parts of the country, and I see there is a fleet of SUVs bought there for the armed response units down the country. I saw pictures there of a car transporter delivering a full load to Garda headquarters there recently. But certainly in Donegal, we have a chronic situation, particularly in the Milford district. I think in other districts it's not too bad for cars. It was widely publicised. We lost a car on the 1st of January this year. That hasn't been replaced. The car that was borrowed from another station to replace that has been taken out of service, and another vehicle that was rammed in the summertime hasn't been replaced. And our public order van, which was taken out of service in around 2013, still hasn't been replaced. And we still have, and Bulcrana recently lost their van, and Bulcrana is an extremely busy public order spot. At, especially Christmas time, we have St. Stephen's Night and New Year's Eve and New Year's Night, all very busy public order nights. We have members up there now with no van. So whatever systems are in place, they're not delivering what's required for the members in Donegal.
And as you say, we are coming into, unfortunately, a time of year where we see more often than enough antisocial activity and so on. How are the Gardaí effectively going to do their job properly if they haven't the vehicles to do so?
Well, it's just a matter of making do with whatever we have. And as I say, it'll take longer time to respond to incidents, and certain vehicles then are not fit for purpose. So if we have violent and aggressive prisoners, we expect the members of the Gardaí to sit in back of cars with them, without the protection afforded by a van.